Welcome to Dr. Doctor with your host, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Urban Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
Good afternoon to all of our listeners. This is Dr. Doctor, the show about improving your health naturally through education. We've got a great topic today. We're going to talk about spinal decompression today, and maybe you've heard a little bit about it. Maybe it's a new concept to you. You haven't heard anything, but this is an amazing therapy that's truly, you know, saving people from the surgical table, and it's a therapy that we perform in our office, and we're going to tell you a lot more about that today, so I hope you stick with us. Before we get started, one, to let you know, if you'd like some more information about Dr. Irvin or myself, you can check us out at 663disc.com. That's D-I-S-C. Or you can also give us a call at 970-663-DISC. We're here on KFK every Saturday, 2 o'clock. Listen, everyone, what we want most is for this show to open your eyes really to the truth. And the truth that we all have an amazing ability to be healthy. And that health, it doesn't come from a pill, but rather it can be achieved naturally through really a collective series of intelligent choices. So, Doc, why don't you get us started today? Tell us a little bit about spinal decompression.
Well, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. What we want to really talk about is what it is, how it's performed, and who it can help. Now, just to give you a basic overview, spinal decompression is a non-surgical treatment for herniated or bulging discs in the low back or in the neck. Now, it's not just for disc problems, but it does help people with disc problems. It's for anybody who has neck, back, arm, or leg pain that's caused from degeneration or damaged disc.
And this is common, right? Because, degenerative disc is something that we see really on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
And patients hear it. They go to their MD. They hear they have degeneration. But a lot of times, what are they told? There's nothing that can really be done for it, right?
And I think they don't really understand what it is.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we do in the office is really explain what those x-rays mean and show the patient this is what that is. What is part of degeneration? What is it, just decreased disc space? Is it just anterior osteophytes? What is it on the x-rays that tell you exactly?
There's certainly different levels of degeneration.
Multiple components, sure, that are involved in this. So understanding what you have going on and understanding what that looks like on film, I think really teaches patients to be educated. Patients in the practice, I believe, are compliant patients. They listen to the things that you ask them to do.
Absolutely.
They show up for their appointments, and compliant patients make successful patients.
Yep.
That's what I believe. But let's keep going about who we can help with this. If you have sciatica, we talked about degenerative disc disease. We talked about back pain, neck pain, people with headaches and migraines.
That's a biggie.
Exactly. Failed spinal surgeries, facet syndrome, spinal stenosis. These are all the kind of catchphrases that you'll get from your primary care physician, your MD, your orthopedist, and you're not really sure exactly what they mean, but you know this is what I have. When you come to the office, we'll explain exactly what that is and how we can help you treat it.
Right. I think you hit a key point right there, is explaining exactly what you have. Patients commonly hear those terms, spinal stenosis, or doc says I've got degenerative disc disease.
That's scary.
Or facet syndrome. It is scary, and especially if you don't understand it, it makes it that much more difficult. It makes it that much more confusing with where you really start in your treatment. So one of the things that we do is educate our patients. As you just said, an educated patient is a good patient.
Yes.
Empower yourself through education. And one of the first areas we start is explaining that if you're a candidate for spinal decompression, what might you expect? You know, what are these treatments like? It's spinal decompression. You know, literally,
ooh,
we're moving the spine,
yeah,
right? Well, listen, here's how much it hurts, is most of the times we have to wake patients up after their
treatment. They don't want off the
table.
They
fall asleep.
Exactly.
And treatments last for, I don't know, anywhere between 10 to 20 minutes. So it certainly does not take a whole lot of time.
And that's dependent on what we find, what our exam findings are, what the x-rays say, what the symptoms are that this particular patient has.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no cookie-cutter method for this. The same way that there's certain levels and there's certain levels of and progressions of degeneration.
Absolutely.
Some are really much further down the line, and some of these folks, degeneration has really just started to set in their spine. So certainly your treatment is going to vary depending on what we see in there and what we really think is going to be best for you.
Right.
It reduces the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
It assists in the healing process itself. And, you know, most commonly we use it in conjunction with chiropractic adjustments.
Right.
You know, the purpose of the decompression is to open up those joints that are breaking down. Let's let those discs actually start to heal themselves again by getting more blood flow to the area, by stretching and really strengthening those ligaments and those muscles, whether it be in the neck, whether it be in the low back. But that doesn't take the place of the chiropractic adjustment, which when those areas of the spine are fixated and putting pressure on the nerves,
mm-hmm.
the patients have to also receive those adjustments so we can keep them mobile too, because the mobilization is a big part of the healing. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And I think it needs to be understood that spinal decompression is a therapy. It is a modality, whereas your treatment is actually your chiropractic treatment. That's what's changing the spine.
Research has shown that over 85% of patients achieve desired results. And I tell you what, for a medical procedure, especially an alternative procedure, those are amazing results. Doc, why don't you talk a little bit more, break it down for our listeners. What exactly is spinal decompression?
Well, we've talked about it's non-surgical. Spinal decompression is a mechanical traction to the spine. It's set to use a portion of your body weight to separate specific segments, allowing the discs, the spine, to heal naturally. And it reduces muscle spasms that are usually presented and when the patient's there.
And that speeds up healing.
Absolutely.
I mean, truly, it goes back to kind of what we were talking about last week between processor and an event. This is a process. It's a healing process for your spine. But I mean, truly, 85% of patients achieve desired results. Those are awesome. And the truth is, I think that's actually even a little low.
I think that's definitely low.
We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to give some real-life examples of spinal decompression literally saving patients from the operating table. You're not going to want to miss this. Patients right out of our own offices whose lives have literally been changed without drugs or surgery by using this incredible therapy. Stick around. This is Dr. Doctor on 1310 KFK.
Now, more Dr. Doctor with your host, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Urban Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
We are back. This is Dr. Doctor. I love that song. That just makes me happy. I'm Dr. John Smith, joined as always by my wife and partner, Dr. Carla Urban Smith. Before we left, we were talking a bit about spinal decompression therapy. Maybe it's familiar to you, maybe not. If it's not, stick around. This is some amazing information we're divulging today. And we're talking about what it's done for others, what it may be able to do for you or a loved one who's been suffering from chronic neck or back pain. You know, how it works is it works through literally contracting the spine and letting the spine relax. It's safe, it's effective without the normal risks associated with invasive procedures like injections, anesthesia, surgery. And, you know, that alone I think is the most amazing thing about spinal decompression is that it takes these patients that have been given no hope except for injections or except for surgery, and it gives them an alternative treatment to it that they've never been exposed to and would never be exposed to in their medical doctor's office.
Here's one of the things that I want to point out is that the injections, the pills, the steroids, all of that stuff, none of that is affecting the underlying cause.
Mm-hmm.
None of it. All it is masking the symptoms. So the problem is still there. this is helping to go to the bottom and actually take care of what the foundation of the problem is to help you feel better.
It's treating the structure that is damaged
instead of just the symptoms.
And giving you the pain rather than just covering up the symptoms.
Exactly.
I think most people would want that.
I would.
Let me describe a little bit more in detail about what it does. During the decompression phase, the pressure on the disc is reduced in a vacuum type of effect. Think toothpaste, getting the toothpaste back into the tube. That vacuum type of effect is produced on the center of the disc in between the bones in your spine. And very rarely is the nerve root compressed from the herniated disc. And usually the back and the leg pain associated with these conditions, that's a result of irritation to that nerve root sleeve, if you will, by the inflammatory chemicals that are released as a result of this inflammation for a disc. You know, low back problems are probably the most common things that we see as far as the patients who would be great candidates for spinal decompression. Doc, talk a little bit more about maybe how these patients are set up. Kind of describe that to them.
I'll do it. Now, let's talk about low back problems. If someone has a problem in the low back, generally speaking, depending on what the symptoms are, you're either going to be laying comfortably on your back or on your stomach on a decompression table. You're going to have a nice set of padded straps that fit snugly around the waist and another that's around the lower chest. And here's the great thing. There are some tables out there, ours in particular, that has full body vibration. And what this does is this helps to relax the muscles and has an effect on the entire body, but on a cellular level
vibration
to help the body heal.
Vibration is really a newer technology that
yes.
is being incorporated into a lot of different therapies.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, if you're in for herniated discs in the neck or neck problems, then you lay on your back. You have a pair of very soft rubber pads behind the neck, and you just enjoy the treatment. It's very comfortable. It's well tolerated by the majority of patients.
You know, the force behind this, I keep wanting to stress, it's non-surgical therapy. That's mm-hmm. so important for our listeners to understand. The force behind this non-surgical therapy is that when these distractive forces are applied to the spine in variable directions, you know, that creates that negative pressure that I was talking about, and that's really what promotes the healing of the disc. You know, otherwise you're going in there and you're getting a discectomy and you're getting your back cut open and they're literally removing a piece of your anatomy where, you know, if somebody told me that I could avoid surgery and my chances for success were greater than 85%, I mean, that's a no-brainer to me. I don't know about you folks out there, but if I didn't have to take drugs, I didn't have to let somebody cut me open, the choice is simple for us. So, Doc, tell us a little bit more about some of the research, the concrete research that's behind some of the spinal decompression therapy.
Well, you know, it used to be that spinal decompression, when it first came out, there was limited research on it because it was new. And even though doctors were having incredible results with their patients, non-surgical decompression was kind of poo-pooed by many. I love research to back up what I'm doing. I use the word poo-pooed. But it's more important that you have patients in the office that feel better and their symptoms are decreased. And I would love to go into more research on this. Can I throw out just a couple of things?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. So this is known by many, but data in surgical alternatives, this is a quote. Chronic low back pain disability is the most extensive benign condition that is medically treated in industrial countries. That's us, folks. It is also the number one cause of disability in persons under age 45. After 45, it is the third leading cause of disability. Now, listen to this. According to research, treatment is successful in over, now it's 86% of cases previously thought to have been surgical candidates and restore mechanical function in 92%. That's huge. Now, listen to this. I'm going to throw out some quick numbers. Gait improvement was noticed in 96%. That started out with an abnormal gait, normalized sluggish reflexes in 96%, sensory perception improved in 93%, motor limitations, straight leg raise, orthopedic tests normalized, normal range of motion in the spine as well.
It's a profound improvement. Listen, whether you're talking about reflexes, you're talking about sensory perception, motor limitation, listen, that's all good and nice. What we're talking about is pain, and what we're talking about is the ability to get you back on your feet, to avoid surgery, and to feel better non-surgically, non-invasively.
Quality of life.
That's what spinal decompression can provide to these patients. We're going to break for commercial for just a moment. When we return, we've still got some more success stories that we want to share with you. We'll talk a little bit more about spinal decompression. Stick around. This is Dr. Doctor, 1310 KFK.
Now, back to Dr. Doctor with your hosts, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Urban-Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
We're back here on Dr. Doctor. Hope you guys are having a great weekend out there. So glad you're with us today. We've been talking about spinal decompression and how this helps the patients that we see and been helping patients nationwide eliminate that back pain that's been chronic, but doing it naturally, doing it non-invasively. You know, low back pain is not just a real problem to our health, but a real problem to our wallets in this country. It's chronic, and we spend a lot of money on it trying to figure out how to get rid of it. Doc, tell us a little bit more about those kind of stats and what we're looking at there as far as the costs associated with low back pain.
Well, let me just quantify this. This was quantified by AM Best Company. Now, they're a worldwide insurance rating and information agency. They estimate that low back pain costs workers' compensation, insurance companies, and employers more than $50 billion, that's with a B, annually. But here's the thing, is some estimates exceed $100 billion.
Every single year?
Yes, every single year. And this is according to Occupational Medicine Clinical Care Update. But here's the thing, this is commonly known that many procedures designed to relieve back pain are often not necessary and not successful after they're performed.
Well, this isn't one of them. We're 85% plus success rating. I got to tell you guys about a patient of mine. His name's Gene. He's in his 60s, and I love it. He's the best kind of patient because he was a skeptic. Mm-hmm. He's the type of guy that presented to my office because everybody else had already failed him. Listen to what he has to say. He filled this out for us. I've been very pleased with the results of my treatments, Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc. I suffered from spinal stenosis for a number of years, resulting in lower back pain, which made a number of activities I enjoy very difficult. Since I was skeptical of the value of chiropractic treatment, his words, yes, I first consulted a medical doctor to seek treatment for my problem. This consultation informed me that I had two options, a series of spinal injections to provide temporary relief or back surgery. Does that sound familiar to any of you out there? I found neither of these procedures acceptable, so I decided to look elsewhere. The results achieved by Dr. Smith have been truly amazing. After only a few treatments involving spinal decompression and adjustments, my pain has decreased significantly. Mm. On a scale of 1 to 10, my pain has gone from an 8 to a 2. I'm golfing again and can actually walk without having to stop every quarter mile. Guys, this is so common. I hear this. Well, Doc said all... he can do surgery or we can do injections. You know what? Be like Gene. Seek other options. That's just the options that are given to you. That doesn't mean those are your only options out there.
Right.
Spinal decompression is literally changing people's lives, and the recommendation is not coming from your primary. Search out other alternatives. These are out there. It's our office. Check us out, 663-DISC. Get more information.
No doubt.
You know, Doc, a lot of people wonder if this is something for them. Tell us about who qualifies and maybe who doesn't qualify for this.
Well, you know, proper patient selection is really essential to getting favorable outcomes.
Definitely.
So a consult with your doctor of chiropractic is very important. Them doing a full exam, orthopedic test, neurological tests if those are necessary to find out exactly what's going on, and potentially x-rays if those are necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Once we figure out whether you can be a patient or can't, there's a lot of questions that we're going to ask you when you walk in the door. So things that are would definitely make you a good candidate is pain that's due to herniated or bulging lumbar disc.
A lot of people find that out because most of them have already had an MRI first.
Exactly. A lot of them before they even get to us. So bring the MRI report with you. That's important. And if not, we can get it for you. But recurrent pain from a failed back surgery that's more than 6 months old, persistent pain from degenerative discs, not responding to any other type of therapy, just about any kind of low back or neck problem can respond to this. Now, let's talk about people that shouldn't be getting this.
Sure.
If you have implants, if you have appliances in there, metal, screws, rods,
that's
those kind
important because
yes,
there's a
can't.
Big difference in failed back surgery between a back surgery that didn't do its job, but you've got a bunch of metal in your back versus maybe a laminectomy or discectomy type of surgery with no implants.
And that's a lot of the reasons why we take the x-rays to make sure that there's nothing going on there. If you're pregnant, not a good idea. You don't want to have lumbar decompression. If you've just had back surgery, you need to give it time to heal. If you have any kind of metastatic cancer, severe osteoporosis, and I want to go ahead and throw this in here. Some people that have severe anxiety, you're not strapped down, but you're held in place. Some people find that uncomfortable. So we're going to make sure
we
ask those kind of questions. If you have an aortic aneurysm, if you have anything like that, you know, that's not a good thing.
What about side effects of the treatment?
Side effects, there's really almost none. There are some people that afterwards will have some muscular problems. That is basically it. We give you icing instructions. We help you dealing with
that. But those muscular problems, let's clarify, that's similar to if you went to the gym and you haven't worked out in months
and months.
No doubt. You're going to be sore because your muscles are changing. Your
muscles
are adapting there. That's the type of muscular problems that you're talking about. Listen, guys, if you have any questions about spinal decompression therapy, maybe you're a candidate, maybe you're not, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us. If we can help you, we'll tell you. And if we can't, we'll tell you that too. We want to thank you all for listening to our show today. As always, if you enjoyed the show, tell your friends and family, tune in next Saturday. If we're able to help just one person listening today, maybe change your mind out there, we're so grateful for that. We're blessed to have this forum. If you have a question that wasn't discussed on today's show, maybe you just want a second opinion, give us a call, 970-663-DISC. That's DISC with a C. You can also check us out on our website, 663DISC.com, or visit our Facebook page, Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc. Thank you for joining us today, folks. We'll see you next time. Have a great weekend.